Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Ashburn trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Bauschi catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark strikes out. Sawatzki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bausche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long throws to second for 1, and Banks throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Post scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Joe Kopp pinch runs for Karl Sawatzki. Dave Philly pinch hits for Sparky Anderson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Kopp goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Phillies. Don Elston now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Kopp now playing second base. Valmy Thomas now catching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Ashburn is chasing the ball. Morin rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi is hit by the pitch. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Freese pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kopp. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Kopp steals second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Gene Conley. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.